Good morning and welcome to A Taste of Torah. Today, a story for Shabbos. Imagine someone told you, I want you to try to finish the entire Torah. And just hearing those words, you'd say, absolutely impossible. Finish the entire Torah? That's not within the realm of every individual. Maybe some holy saint, a tzaddik, a tzaddikas, but to finish the entire Torah for the average person, that's not possible. And yet, there is a way to do it. In 1984, the Rebbe came out with an institution encouraging people to study every single day an incredible book, the book of Rambam Maimonides. And Maimonides did something extraordinary. He took the entire collection of oral law and categorized it in encyclopedia form. And so if a person were to read his book, study his book, he would go through all 613 mitzvahs the way they are expounded in the oral tradition. It includes those mitzvot that are practically observed today, those mitzvot that only took place in times of the Beit HaMikdash, but really every single facet of Jewish law is inside of that book. And the Rebbe made this institution in 1984 and said, number one, this is the way the average person is able to finish annually the entire Torah, at least on one dimension. And number two, this is a form of study that will connect you with hundreds of thousands of people around the world. So this began in 1984, and just this week, we concluded yet another cycle, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, will be beginning it anew again. But the Rebbe said one more thing, that this study will unite Jews around the world in one form of study, and as such will become a vessel for blessings in your life. So today's story takes us to Ithaca, New York, the winter of 2020, and there was a rabbi living there that was sadly diagnosed with a fairly serious heart condition. His heart was beating well too many times a day, about 20,000 extra times a day. The doctor said it was a serious situation, and he scheduled a surgery for that March. Now, we know exactly what happened that March. Sadly, COVID hit. The hospital was overtaken. The rabbi's surgery was delayed, and the rabbi was meanwhile at home. And that March, once again, like this March, the world completed the annual study of the Rambam. Now, this rabbi had heard about the study cycle, began it, stopped it in various forms over the year. Life was busy and never was in the habit of learning it on a serious enough way. But that year, he was sitting down and learning a talk of the Rebbe from 1986. And the Rebbe said in that talk that this is a way to bring blessing in your life. And in fact, the word in Hebrew for illness, machala, the numerical value of that word is 83. And in the 14 volumes of Maimonides' work, there are 83 categories of laws. And therefore, for individuals who commit themselves to studying this daily study of Torah, it will be the antidote for many types of illness. These 83 categories of laws will become the antidote to these illnesses in your life. And as Rabbi Silberstein hears this, he tells himself, this is the year I'm going to do it right. This is the year I'm going to take it seriously. And he makes a strong commitment to not miss a day. And that is exactly what happens. A number of months happen. The hospital calls him, says, now it's time to reschedule the surgery. But being that it's been a number of months, I would like to do one more test beforehand and see if there's been any developments. He takes the test. A couple days later, he gets a call direct from the rabbi, from the doctor. Doctor says, what have you been taking? What supplements? What intervention? I've never seen anything like this, but there was absolutely not one extra heartbeat. And Rabbi Silberstein is honest. This other doctor is a Jew, and he says there is a certain Jewish doctor that's been helping him. His name is Maimonides. And he says, I started studying every single day a section of Maimonides, and this is known to be a vessel for blessing in your life. And the doctor responds, I respect you a lot, but I am personally a very secular Jew. I don't believe in all of this kind of stuff. And it's important that we do another test as well, a Holter monitor test. One test might not be accurate. Come into my office next week. He says, no problem at all. The next week he goes into the office and he takes the test. And as the nurse comes in with the results, he says two messages from the doctor. Number one, you are clear to go. Not any extra heartbeats detected whatsoever. And number two, the doctor asked if you could please send regards to Maimonides. Friends, the daily study of Torah is a vessel for blessing in our life. And if anyone is looking for an additional type of daily study, I highly recommend the daily study of Maimonides. We don't do it on this podcast, but there are all sorts of online shiurim and podcasts and study guides that assist in a person's pursuit of studying the entire collection of oral law each and every year. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Imane lashon Hashem, sefatai tiftach.